Welcome once again to Cherish Ephesians 6:4. And the question I'm asking today is, have you lost that loving feeling? As a new Christian, about 30 years ago, I loved to read the Bible. I just couldn't get enough of it. In fact, I was so enthralled with reading Scripture and learning more about our Lord that I neglected some of my God-given duties, you know, like making money and providing for my family, for some period of time. In those first couple of years of my new life, I would read just as much of the Old Testament as the New Testament and was thrilled to see how God worked in creation, the covenants, how he brought the Israelites out of bondage, and more. As I continued to study, I found that I was first surprised at the Israelites for their disobedience, and later actually became frustrated with their response to a loving and gracious God. I mean, how can you not trust God when he saves you through plagues, opens the sea for your deliverance, and sends you food from the sky for all of your needs? Foolish Israelites. And it wasn't as if God had not also provided plenty of warnings about mixing in with the rest of the culture and going after things that other nations loved. From Deuteronomy 6, he says, "You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples who are around you. For the Lord your God is in your midst, is a jealous God, lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you, and he destroy you from off the face of the earth." At one time, those foolish Israelites were passionate about God. But as the rest of the Old Testament tells us, they chose to love the gods of other nations and consequently thought and lived like those ungodly nations. They had found loves and lovers other than the one true God, and from God's perspective, they were adulterers. From Jeremiah 13:8, the word of the Lord says, "Then the word of the Lord came to me. Thus says the Lord, even so will I spoil the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people who refuse to hear my words, who stubbornly follow their own heart and have gone after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be like this loincloth, which is good for nothing." Several verses later, he goes on to say, "I have seen your abominations, your adulteries and neighings, your lewd whorings on the hills of the field. Woe to you, O Jerusalem! How long will it be before you are made clean?" Well, it wasn't much later in my new Christian life that I found out that I was foolish, just as foolish as the Israelites. In all of my endeavors to obey the Lord, I failed much. And in all of what I found in the world around me, I was drawn to love the things that God hates and has clearly warned me against in New Testament and Old. As I grew in my Christian life, I became more aware of the never-ending spiritual war that we are in, and how to remain, not perfectly, but how to remain faithful to the Lord. How about you? We have to be in this world, but if you examined your life, would you see that much of the thinking and loves of the world have crept into your life? Do you remember when you first turned away from your former life and became one of his? Matthew 13:44 describes finding Christ like a hidden treasure. The man that found the treasure sold all he had to buy the field that had the treasure. I remember feeling that way when I found Christ. I held nothing back. I knew I had no right to hold on to anything. Do you think that way? And immediately after that passage, verses 45 and 46 describes finding Christ as something of the greatest value. Do you feel that way about your Christian life today? Do you realize that you're in a battle for your soul? Have you allowed the pleasures of this world to dominate your life like it did with the Israelites? Have the distractions of the world prevented you from the tremendous effort and dedication it takes to raise your children in the discipline and instructions of the Lord? As with the Israelites, God is the kind of God that says, "Come back to me." He is full of mercy and grace and will not only forgive you, but also enable you to live a life that is completely different from the life of a worldling. Go to the Lord in prayer and confess your sins. He is faithful to forgive you.